superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Yes!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
James goes inside the flush and the foul.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Laker Nation, when it's safe, I look forward to celebrating with you.
The Rich Eisen Show.
The finals MVP is LeBron James.
Organization want their respect. Laker Nation want their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, Carolina Panthers head coach, Matt Rhule. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
DJ. Okay, folks, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air here on a Monday. Monday Night Football tonight between the Saints and the Chargers. No Michael Thomas tonight because apparently he punched out a teammate. So Michael Thomas later to return.
What is going on?
His injury status was questionable for the game, and then all of a sudden he was just out with no injury at all. So some disciplinary move on one of the top receivers in the entire league. And the Saints will go without can't guard Mike for one more week tonight.
And the Saints have a bye next week, right? So that'll be 6 weeks without Michael Thomas.
The New Orleans Saints have a bye. And then they're home for Carolina. Wow. It was great chatting with Matt Rhule in hour number two. I mean, the Panthers have totally turned it around. And they're well coached and they're balanced. And Teddy Bridgewater, H2O, man.
Teddy Two Gloves.
So that was funny how I said to Matt Rhule, like, the Teddy Bridgewater you were seeing right now is what you expected when you hired him, right? Yeah. And then, but what about that move he made on the Arizona Cardinals? He goes, no. He said that they told him that you're not, because he said that Bridgewater was lobbying to get some run plays to help the team inside the red zone. They were struggling inside the red zone, which, you know, you might do when you lose Christian McCaffrey due to injury. He was lobbying to handle it himself with his legs. And they said, no, you're not Lamar from Louisville. You're Teddy from Louisville. I thought it was a funny line.
That's pretty funny. Very good.
And Teddy from Louisville put it in like he was Lamar from Louisville and beat Arizona. They've won three in a row. So at any rate, Saints win tonight. And they join the Panthers and the Bucks at 3-2 atop the division. And you could say this is kind of must win for the Chargers. We're nearing that point, right? Justin Herbert's been named the starter for the rest of the year. And I don't know if this is an overreaction or not, but you want to make that an overreaction for a Monday, but I'll just say this and then we can get to overreaction.
I don't have the Chargers.
Some more phone calls.
We'll see.
But I'll just say this then. I mean, you've got the Chiefs being the Chiefs, and the Raiders knocking them down a peg,
right.
And the Raiders are 3-2. The Broncos, unfortunately for them, because of all the injuries, I think we placed them aside. If the Los Angeles Chargers want a shot at the division, 1-4 is not a good idea, right?
Mm-mm.
Not that one.
No.
And it certainly isn't for the 7th seed. Certainly since, as I proclaimed in Four Downs last week, I was spot on by saying that the Chargers couldn't go back to Tyrod Taylor and that Odell's back. Those are two of my takes. That the 7 seeds in both conferences will have a better record than the winner of the NFC East. It's all said and done. Okay, 844-204, Rich number to dial. It is a Monday. David Moore of the Seattle Seahawks, 5-0. They and the Packers are the only undefeated teams remaining in the National Football Conference. So David Moore of the 5-0 Seahawks will be joining us later on in this hour, but let's get to Chris Brockman's Overreaction Monday here on the Rich Eisen Show.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. Okay,
what do you have over there, Christopher?
All right, let's start in Atlanta, guys. Dan Quinn fired. Thomas Dimitroff also gone. The Falcons should blow it up.
Well, I already have.
Well, I mean, blow it up even more. Let's trade Matt Ryan. Let's trade Julio Jones. Let's start from scratch.
I think that's not an overreaction. I think a new general manager is going to come in and hire a new coach. And, you know, I mean, it's possible that Arthur Blank says Matt Ryan's our guy. I'm sure. I don't know what the contract says, but I think contractually he's going to be the guy next year, if not the year after. I don't know, but I think every last option's on the table. And the amazing thing is, the high water mark was 28-3. It went all downhill, straight down, almost a damn near straight arrow down for the Atlanta Falcons after that. When Thomas Dimitroff's one of our favorites. Dan Quinn couldn't be a nicer guy, and both of them should have jobs somewhere else at some point very soon. But no doubt, they got to blow it off. There's not a single individual that... Maybe at what, outside of one of their top defenders or Calvin Ridley that you
Calvin
can't
Ridley,
even touch?
Maybe.
I think every option's on the table right there in Atlanta.
All right, let's stay in the NFC South, guys. The Panthers are going to win the NFC
South.
Yeah,
that's an overreaction. That's an overreaction.
Hottest team in the division.
They are that. They are that. And they have...
Christian McCaffrey coming back.
I know. They've got a lot going for them.
Got a lot
going
for them.
But to sit here and say that they're going to win the division.
Win the division.
That's an overreaction.
All right.
Those are still two first ballot Hall of Fame GOATs that are quarterbacking other teams, and I am not ready
to throw
out with the Teddy Bridgewater bathwater. Teddy Bridge bathwater. Correct. Yeah.
They are leading our poll and had a huge win yesterday.
Yes.
The Raiders can win the AFC West.
I think they can. You know, I picked them to beat the Bills the week before. And the Bills, in my mind, that was my first down of this week, was the Bills have the best chance to knock off the Chiefs and prevent them from getting back to the Super Bowl in terms of a threat in the AFC. I told you, man, if this Derek Carr, man.
Tell you what, man.
I'll tell you what, man. This Ruggs kid's taking the top of the defense off, and Josh Jacobs and Darren Waller and the rest of those talented wide receivers giving options for Carr, who knows what to do, and just because he's on the same page as Gruden and just pulls the trigger defensively. I think the Chiefs still win it, but you can't say that's an overreaction.
All right. I was just warming you up. Now they get hot. Okay.
Okay.
This is the best Steelers team of the Mike Tomlin era.
Can I phone a friend in Manganiello for that?
4-0 for the first time since 1979, right?
Oh, yeah, 79. You could have knocked me over the feather with that stat.
Yeah.
Good one.
Steelers had not started 4-0 in 40 years. I'll say it's an overreaction. I'll say that's an overreaction. But they're pretty damn good, man.
Yeah.
They are. They still gave up 29 points to Carson Wentz and a whole bunch of other people that you've never really heard of outside of Miles Sanders and Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
But week to week, I mean, that can't be easy to just, okay, by the way, your bye week is now.
Right.
And then come back and now have to play 13 straight weeks.
That's tough.
They've got a tough road ahead, but so far so good.
Big Ben looks pretty good.
I know that. That'll be my first down tomorrow, a little tease.
Okay.
I have it written down.
All right, they picked up their first win yesterday. Deshaun Watson looked good.
Yeah.
Brandon Cook's alive. The Texans, not dead yet.
They're not dead yet. They are not dead yet. Just like that line from Monty Python's Holy Grail. When they said, bring out your dead, and people would put it on the cart, just having fun with Monty Python could with the bubonic plague. Somebody screaming, I'm not dead yet. That's
dead
the Texans.
Yet.
They're not dead yet. They are not. They are not. The Jets, they're dead.
Yeah.
The Texans are not dead. Correct.
Can they win the division?
No. I kind of, if Phillip Rivers can take care of the football, and then we'll see what the Titans look like when they come back from all this. I think that the division ship probably has sailed, but they've got We'll see. How about this? At Tennessee and home for Green Bay. Let's talk when they hit their bye week in week 8. How about that?
Okay.
Unless they're part of the reconfigure of the schedule, we got to take a look at that moving forward.
That's fair.
What else?
That's fair. The Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
4-1.
Yes.
4 in a row for the first time since 09.
Yes.
They will host a playoff game.
No, that means they win the division. I don't think they win the division. They already lost to Baltimore. That's their one loss. When does they play the Steelers? When does that happen? Oh, boy. How does next week sound for you?
By the way, if the playoffs started today, it would be Browns-Steelers.
How does that sound? No, they're not going to host a playoff game. That's an overreaction. They could, but I'll say it's an overreaction. That's just a nice, neat, backdoor way of saying the Browns will win the division. Very good.
I was trying to, you know.
Okay.
All right, a couple more. We talked about this earlier with Mike Florio. The league should pause the season for a week or two, rebalance the COVID problems here, and then
Say again that that's an overreaction for the moment. That's an overreaction for the moment. I can't stress enough how, you know, the NFL has, as much as they possibly can, eyes on players. Adam Thielen, I forget where he appeared recently. Was it McAfee's show? I think it might have been. He said that there's a monitor that walks around the building that says, put your mask on. Because the eye.
All monitor.
The eye in the sky. There's eyes in all 32 team skies in the building to keep this thing as properly protocoled in the buildings as they can. Now, if there's another outbreak like the Titans on 3-4 other teams, then I would suggest yes. But right now, going week to week, or I think our friend Mike Freeman called whack-a-mole right now, it's not optimum, but it's better than just shutting everything down. But if other 3-4 other teams have something similar to the Titans, and then you've got to reschedule. Now, you saw how one game being rescheduled affected multiple others.
Like 7 others.
So if you've got 4 of those, now suddenly you're rescheduling 15, 20 games, and a week 18 doesn't provide the relief, then stopping for a couple weeks, you know, that might be it. So, but I'll just call that an overreaction right now.
Yeah, no new positives today from Tennessee or
that's good
New
news.
England.
It looks like we've got a football game tomorrow night.
All right, last one, NBA overreaction. LeBron James, he's going to catch Jordan with 6 career NBA titles.
So he's got 4 now, right?
Correct. He's 35, he'll be 36 next year.
It's 2 more years on his Laker contract. Anthony Davis is walkier is next year, correct?
I believe so.
Uh-huh. Because remember that part of pre-pandemic when he went to Chicago and he told like some kids that he spoke to at an event, you know, about how much he loves Chicago and because he's from there,
right? Anthony Davis free agent after next year.
I think he's got one more. I think he's got one more with Anthony Davis and then one with his son left in him.
Oh, so that's when he's like 40?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Bronny's a sophomore in high school right now.
Don't
so
you think that LeBron, again, Don, you want to play what he said after, not when he's on the floor, but in his post-game press conference. This is what LeBron had to say.
Personally, thinking I have something to prove fuels me, and it fueled me over these last year and a half since my injury. It fueled me because no matter what I've done in my career up to this point, there's still a little rumblings of doubt or, you know, comparing me to, you know, the history of the game. And has he done this? Has he done that? You know, so having that in my head, having that in my mind, saying to myself, why not still have something to prove? I think it fuels me.
As he takes a tug on his cigar. Now, I saw that and I thought to myself, at some point, people will never stop thinking that he's saying things just to try and create the narrative that he's Jordan, okay? Mm-hmm. And that he doesn't really believe all the stuff that he's saying. He's just trying to emulate Jordan best he can in an outward approach, or Kobe. And then that cigar kind of lit that lamp over my head again, that I think he's channeling these guys, actually. And that he is who he's saying he is. And he's backing it up with his play, because he is one of the all-time absolute friggin' greats. And he's like Brady in the fact that he's going to play into his 40s. And he's going to prove everybody wrong that he can't. Part of it might be to play with his son, who's many, many years removed from being drafted in the NBA right now. Uh-huh. And Brady actually put LeBron on his head and put up the number 4.
Really funny.
On his own Twitter feed.
That is an amazing
Not bad
photo.
For a washed-up really old guy. I think he's going to be just like Brady and use everything fuel to his fire. And I'll say this is not an overreaction. He's gonna catch Jordan with 6. And that's going to be part of his using every slight in his advantage to his favor. In the same way that Brady is using LeBron's achievement of 4 to remind everybody, I'm hearing what you're saying about my senior moment. Look out. He's got the Brady in him.
Most LeBron. Likely to win another championship, Brady or LeBron?
LeBron.
LeBron.
It's so tough to win in the NFL. And
not the
and LeBron, I mean, and who's the Anthony Davis on Tampa right now? We're hoping it's Evans. We're hoping for his sake. It's still Gronk, right? It's a totally different. I would say it's LeBron as the day is long.
Oh, okay.
You don't think that next year, post-pandemic, knock on wood if you're with me, that the Lakers won't be the favorites to win?
Unless the Heat get Giannis.
Do you really want to hit that now?
Or the Warriors.
Or do you want to hit
or
that
the
later
Warriors
on?
Hit Giannis. We got a week.
I mean, yeah, we got this week to discuss that. Tomorrow, Wednesday. I think the Heat would be nuts to break up what they got right now to go get Giannis. I think they'd be insane. I think they're nuts.
He's a 2-time MVP.
Defensive player of the year, too.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. I heard you laugh before and I said that.
He's 25.
It cracks me up.
Nope.
All right.
I wouldn't do it.
Look, he's not even the best Antetokounmpo in the family now, because his brother's got a ring before he did, so there's that. So there's a real new Greek freak.
Right?
Well done.
And he's not in Milwaukee.
Deserves a round of applause.
Well done.
Trolling.
And like TJ, you've been pointing out for a while, this was the year. This was the year without Golden State that these guys can get their title. Mm-hmm. They're coming back.
Yeah, unfortunately. Everyone's in trouble next year.
Exactly. They're all coming back, and they have the number 2 pick that they can use as trade bait to go get a guy like Giannis.
Oh, I think Giannis is more likely to wind up in Golden State than he is in Miami.
Oh, interesting.
I don't have any insight other than just my own gut and feel.
Where would you want to go if you're Giannis?
Oh, I'd go to Golden State in a heartbeat.
Miami or stay in Milwaukee?
I would go to... Why wouldn't you go to Golden State?
No sales tax in Florida.
Oh, please.
Oh.
When you're making...
Income tax.
Please. When you got... Please.
Or go to Dallas.
Please, like there's such a thing as enough money. Like everyone I know that has big money, all they want to do is keep that money.
I got it. I understand that. If I had 200...
So you can't poo-poo that.
It's just me. If I had $250 million that I could make over a span of like 5-6 years, right?
You'd something want like $500 million.
No, I know that. I would cut whatever and give it to Gavin Newsom so I could stare at the sunset over the ocean in the Bay Area.
Yep.
And then play with Steph Curry and everybody else in that beautiful building for Steve Kerr. I do that tomorrow. No, the sun rises over the ocean in Miami. Unless I know there's parts of Florida where you could see the sunset over the western part. Again, I'm a California guy, even though apparently we're going to hell. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning and I'm like, are we in hell? Let me just open the shades. Oh, no, that's a beautiful sunny day. My bad.
It wasn't hell last night on the water.
All right, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. David Moore calls us from the Seattle Seahawks next. And Chris Brockman's news update and more of your phone calls still to come here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, LeBron, sit back. Enjoy that cigar.
Hail the king.
Sports keep coming back. so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
How do you banish high rates on car insurance? You switch to GEICO during GEICOween. October is their favorite time of year, and the folks over at GEICO have been working even harder to cast out high rates and craft just the right policy for you and your family. Switching to GEICO isn't so scary, especially when they could brew up spellbinding savings just for you. So get a quote today at GEICO.com and see how much you could save. No eye of newt needed. Happy GEICOween, everybody. Back here on Peacock, let's check on our poll question before we get to David Moore of the Seattle Seahawks. What do you have over there, Christopher?
Yeah, looking at the most impressive win from Week 5 yesterday in the National Football League. Cowboys, Dolphins, Raiders, Seahawks, 58% Raider Nation, 24% Dolphins, 13% Seattle, and only 5% for Dallas.
Is that it?
That was an impressive. I don't care if they played the Giants. That was impressive what they were able to do.
Of course. There's no question about that. And we got a game tonight between the Chargers and the Saints. And then tomorrow night, it looks like Bills. It does look like Bills and Titans are going to happen.
All right. Sign me up.
And then there's all. We have to really reconfigure our schedule here because we. Not a show schedule, the NFL schedule.
It's
kind of all up in the air.
Jigsaw puzzle right now.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. And we'll take your phone calls. You're Chris Brockman. You've got a news update. What do you got? Anything going on?
I got some injuries, some stuff on Dak. And we're going to hear from Alex Smith.
Yeah, Alex, the Alex Smith story.
Crazy.
It really is amazing. And he is amazing. And he's emotional seeing his family in the stands,
yeah.
Too, right?
That was awesome.
So we'll get to that right here on the Rich Eisen Show. But we're going to get on the phone line when our radio audience returns in just a mere seconds. A member of the Seattle Seahawks that are now 5-0. Look at that, atop the Rams and Cardinals in the NFC West in 2020. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know how many times I mention here, and I mean it, that there is no other organization, I think, in the NFL that is about their mantra of always compete, that Pete Carroll has that phrase up there in Seattle, always compete. He brought it from USC because you never know if you compete, you have a shot at a job with the Seattle Seahawks. Obviously competition is revered in all corners of the NFL. No question about it. But with John Schneider and Pete Carroll, it's true. This organization truly is about it. Look at Russell Wilson, right? And we had, Tyler Lockett on last week.
That's right.
And we talked about, hey, you're a third round pick from Kansas State. And do you take any inspiration being a third round selection and blossoming in this lineup in the same way that your quarterback does? And then our next guest, Chris Brockman, was a seventh round selection. Pick 226 in the 2017 NFL draft. Whew. And I decided to look up who got drafted. Did the Seahawks have another pick after David Moore in the seventh round of that draft? And they did. 249th overall, they chose Chris Carson.
Wow. How's that working out?
That's working out, right? And fresh off of his team finishing up another exhilarating contest for the entire country that's on the edge of their seat watching for the 5-0 Seahawks, David Moore here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, David?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I am doing fine. Where were you on that draft night? Seventh round, sitting there waiting for your phone to ring, I imagine. Where were you that night?
Man, I was honestly at my house in Gainesville, Texas, and my parents, quite a bit of people there. My whole little family.
Coming out of East Central, right? That's where you were coming out of at the time.
Yes, sir.
And so you're sitting around, and Pete Carroll calls your phone. You get a 206 phone call from a 206 area code or something like that?
Something like that. I honestly didn't even have my phone on me. It was in there on the charger in my room, and my sister's in there, and she brought it to me on mute. So I honestly didn't know what was going on. I was honestly just talking to myself, and it's kind of, I don't know what was going on. I heard Pete talking, but I'm like, why does he not hear me? And now I'm just like all baffled. And then I finally figured out it's on mute. Yeah, and then my heart dropped a little bit.
So your phone was handed to you by your sister on mute, and Pete's like, are you there? Like, literally. And you're like, draft me. Is that really what happened?
Yelling back.
Oh, my gosh. But then you show up, right? And now your coach is Pete Carroll. Your quarterback is Russell Wilson. And he's looking at you, and I'm sure he told you, right? You have a chance, correct? He literally had that conversation with you, I'm sure.
For sure.
What was it like? Walk me through what that conversation was for you.
He starts off his meetings all the time with the whole always compete. You're either competing or you're not. And once we got out of rookie mini camp, it was just like he was talking to me, and then he has a son, which is our wide receiver coach, and he was talking to me, and it's just like you go out there and you just be yourself. Just do what you always done. Don't be extra. Don't do nothing new. Just go out there and have fun and just play at your best. Just be the best you can be every day. Compete every day against yourself and the things happen for you. And then I tried to live my daylight, you know, my days in, day out like that, and good things ended up happening.
So what's it like being in the huddle with Russell Wilson in a game like last night with the game on the line? You get an opportunity from your defense. You got to go 94 yards, one timeout remaining to win the football game, a driving rain. What was that like? What's it like?
Kind of like practice. He comes in, he's real chill, real calm, and he's like, hey, we got this, fellas. We just go out there. We're going to do it. We're going to finish it. Stay poised, and he'll call it a play. And then he keeps us calm, and we all keep each other calm. So that's one thing that I think that's pretty big in moments like last night, for sure, big games, and then coming down to the nitty-gritty like that. Heck yeah, trying to stay calm is the best way. And having somebody like that, one of your leaders, keeping you calm, yeah, that helps out a lot.
I'm sure it does. So, honestly, his demeanor does not change, and nobody else's changes from, like, you're sitting there, you know, in that beautiful spot that you have your practice facility. That doesn't change at all? It's the same?
Nah, not at all. Sometimes, to keep it the same, me and DK and Tyler will kind of start playing. We'll be laughing at something, just something that makes us laugh. Something that we laughed about earlier during the day, just to keep us kind of like not so nervous, not so thinking about what's going to happen, but staying happy at the same time.
Did that happen last night, David? Did that happen?
Heck, yeah.
Like what? Can you walk me through what you were laughing about to keep calm in that crucial situation that turned into a fifth win for you?
I'm trying to think. Sometimes we honestly just be laughing at, like, each other. If somebody's, like, really, it just depends on what's going on. What's going on that night or what's going on in the huddle. But we'll just start laughing, and that's when Russ comes in, and then that's when...
That's when you gotta pull it together.
Yeah, we gotta chill out a little bit.
That is amazing.
Looking at us like we're bad.
David Moore of the Seattle Seahawks here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you're 6'2", 215. That's what you're listed. What is it like to be standing next to DK Metcalf?
Shoot, I don't know. Have you ever stood beside him? Kind of. I bet we'd be in the same. We'd be thinking the same. Big dude, like, golly. I wonder what it's like to be that tall. On top of that, that swole. And then moving like that? Huh? That'd be a little dangerous. I wonder what I could do with that. But, you know, I'm going to stick with my little 6'2", 215.
Hey, no.
I'll make for it.
I know. You're doing your thing. DK, I mean, that was a hell of a play and a hell of a catch. What was your perspective of that last night, David?
Usually during times like that, I know it's for sure probably going to go to him. And just knowing who DK is, what kind of player he is, I kind of figured something's going to happen, and he's going to have to make a play for sure. And knowing DK, he does that every week, and he does it practice day in, day out. He goes in, always trying to do the best, do the most spectacular thing. So he pushes himself, and we push each other. And the fact that you got a player like that at the end of the game, you know you can trust, you can rely on, that's pretty big. And him making going out there making that big catch, that was huge to see. And I was very happy for him. I was so pumped. I was in his face as soon as he got up off the ground, I feel like.
What was it like in the locker room after the game, sir? What was that like?
Very energetic. We was kind of waiting on Russ and DK to get back in from talking outside. But as soon as they came in, it was kind of like a party, honestly. The music was raging. Everybody felt like they was raving. And I'm trying to get the tape off, but at the same time, trying to party. So, yeah, we was all over the place. It's a good environment for sure.
Well, I mean, it just seems like, again, you guys win in the most thrilling fashion. We all know what happened with you and your team against New England, stopping Cam Newton at the very end. But it was your touchdown that put your team on top to stay that night. And it just seems that it's just somebody contributing something or other to keep this team undefeated. What conversations do you have about how far you can go in this season, David?
I would say we have conversations, Sam. Like, we can go as far as we can, as far as we want to go, as far as we want to take it. It just all depends on us, how we come in and prepare, how we come in and want to grind, and how we want to be the best team in the NFC, and then in general, just being the best team, just trying to win the Super Bowl. But that's our main focus, is just taking it game after game and knowing that we all have one end goal, and that's to make it to the big show and winning it. So we try to, I would say, not really think too much about it, but just live in the present. And let the future play itself out. Just keep coming in and doing what you always do, never really changing up, keeping the same routine, and try to hope for the best.
And you guys are 5-0 now. And David, I appreciate the phone call here, sir. Congrats on that W. And let's stay in touch down the line here on this program.
I appreciate that. That sounds good to me.
Absolutely, David. Thanks for the call. You take care of yourself, and congrats on everything that's happening in your career. You're a self-made individual, and you deserve all the accolades.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You got it. It's David Moore here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm telling you, that team's about it. I'm glad I set up the interview in the manner in which I did, and then he's just like, "Oh yeah, Pete Carroll says always compete." Like, yeah. That's what they do.
They do.
That's what they do. And they know the players that are perfect for what they do. They know who they're drafting. And I know that we sit there on our sets for the draft. Hey, you got to stay tuned for this seventh round, because you never know who's going to be picked. But whenever those picks happen, you know, it takes a while to see who's actually panning out. David Moore, Chris Carson, two starters. DK Metcalf, he dropped out of the first round. Tyler Lockett, third round.
Russell Wilson,
Greg Olsen, veteran. And now, we all know about Russ. Not bad, huh?
Not bad.
That's the way it works here.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, you mentioned DK Metcalf during the conversation with David. You tweeted last night, because I know you are a DK Metcalf fantasy owner, that he's a beast.
Yeah, he is a beast.
He's a beast. He responded to you
like
9 minutes ago during the David Moore interview.
Did he really? What did he respond?
Trying to get like you, Rich. Still got a long way to go.
Is that right?
And then he did the crying, laughing face.
What's so funny about that?
Unclear?
I mean, you can respond to DK yourself.
I don't know, because if this does wind up in the shirts off department.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do that.
No.
David said DK was swole. I mean, you talk about the understatement of a lifetime, swole. Like, yeah. You don't get the nickname of a human bat suit just by being swole. But that guy is next
His
level.
His muscles have muscles.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's like the one who, when you were a kid, you'd draw a picture of a muscle man like you'd want to look like. Right. And it would look like DK Metcalf.
I don't want to say that I'm a keen evaluator of talent.
But you're about to?
When you went to the Alice in Chains Fantasy Football League draft on behalf of us.
This year?
Yes. Who did I tell you needed to come away with?
DK Metcalf.
That's correct.
Yeah. And?
Who did we come away with?
We got him.
Yeah, yes, we did. Yes, we did. Like third, fourth round. I don't know what people were letting him sit around.
People were sleeping on DK, man.
Not this person, who clearly, in his own right, referring to himself in something other than the first person, also a beast.
Game recognized game.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm asking for. Best dad ever. Hey, now, man, Jamal Adams comes back. Look out, right? He'll be back after the bye. Seattle is on a bye. Oh, then it's on, man.
We got DK Metcalf in the seventh round.
That's nuts.
They got DK Metcalf. They didn't get him in the seventh
round.
No,
we did.
Oh, we did.
I mean, that's
crazy.
World
of despair.
At Arizona, home for San Francisco, oof, at Buffalo, at the Rams, home for Arizona, next five games. This division is going to be so much fun to watch play each other. It's going to be just so dynamite. That game at the Rams is a late afternoon game. None of them nationally televised, except the Arizona game is a Thursday nighter.
Oh, the America's game of the week will be that one, Rich.
Oh, my gosh almighty. At Philadelphia on a Monday night. And then here's the big finish. Here's the big finish in December. Look out, because they have to play the Giants and Jets in their own building back-to-back. Look out. Look out.
It's like two bye
look
weeks.
Out. Look
that's
out.
A guaranteed loss, one of those.
Look
you
out.
Know that.
Come on.
Who's going to be the quarterback week 14 for the Jets?
Andrew Luck.
Okay.
Andrew Luck.
I would take that.
Richard Todd.
Chris Brockman.
Oh, my God.
Can you suit up?
Let me take a phone call, and then we'll go to break. Jeff in Detroit. How you been, Jeffrey? What's going on, Jeff?
What's going on, Unc fellas? How's everybody
hey,
doing?
Jeff, thanks for hanging on as long as you did.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. I just wanted to hit a couple of quick points. First of all, Chase Claypool, we haven't seen a performance like that since one Al Bundy. Four touchdowns in one game, man. Awesome performance from that particular
absolutely.
Guy.
Shout out
listen,
to South Pole.
I love your passion about what you were talking about. If you just put a mask on, wash your hands. It's that simple. Err on the side of caution. We are starting to get this thing under control, and I just can't understand why people want to go against the grain and do just something stupid. I mean, common sense isn't common, I guess. So, you know, that's just one of those things. And I had a question for you, Unc.
Yep.
Say, for instance, at the end of the Seattle Seahawks game, when they were lined up getting ready to go for two,
yep.
A friend of mine asked me, said, well, what would happen if the quarterback was just to turn around and hand it to the running back, and he run in the opposite direction, killing the clock? Can you do that?
The clock doesn't run on a two-point conversion.
Oh, okay.
Untimed
okay.
down, sir. There's nothing that goes on there. So, yeah, no, I mean, okay. That would be an interesting loophole, wouldn't it? Yeah,
it would be.
That's the answer right there. But thanks for the call, Jeffrey. You be well, sir. That's Jeff in Detroit. Thanks for holding on as long as you did. Again, I don't think the Vikings did the wrong thing at all. You take one shot at getting 1.5 yard, if that, of real estate with a running back that's so damn hot. He was on the bench cold because Dalvin Cook was running, and that guy ran for 100 yards. Behind that line, against that defense that was getting pounded, you think you're getting that 0.5 yard 1,000,000%, and then Russell Wilson never gets the ball back, and David Moore's not calling to the Rich Eisen show the next day. That's it.
Which would have been a tragedy.
For David Moore?
For David Moore.
And I wouldn't have gotten a response from my fellow beast, DK Metcalf. That's true. You don't think I'm going to use this. Show this to the kids at home. Hey,
are we going to frame it like that Kanye
tweet?
Guess
who thinks dad is a beast?
We read into things a little too much.
No, we don't.
No, he says that he's not a beast. You're the beast.
That's what I'm saying.
Trying to get like you.
On my beast level, I'm picking up what he's putting down.
Yes, you are.
Beast dad ever.
Thanks, DK. Can we send...
I mean...
Beast dad ever.
I mean, there you go.
Mike, you should just, like,
wow,
leave.
That's
Costanza.
Go home! Go Rock home!
Mike Del Tufo, everybody.
That was incredible.
Very good. There he goes. There, literally, he's leaving. There he's going. All right, get back. Nice. Very good.
Thank you, DK.
We'll take a break. And when we come back, Chris Brockman gives us a news update, injury update, and more for tonight's Monday Night Football game. We'll set the table for that, your phone calls, and more, and set up the rest of the week. We've got some good guests to tell you about. That's coming up next.
Help support your local businesses. Whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or favorite shops, local businesses have always been on your team, supporting you and your community. They remember your order and call you by name, always giving back, making a difference, and going that extra mile. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support. So let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, help your team score and choose to shop at local businesses. And while you're there, look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be. Official partner of the NFL. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
We're talking about taking shirts off with DK Metcalf and stuff like that. So I FaceTimed Chris Brockman yesterday to tell him something.
Oh, yeah.
He pops on the FaceTime. He's not wearing a shirt.
Oh, whoa.
Not wearing a shirt.
Now, if I don't lie around the house shirtless, I just don't. Okay.
Okay. I'm a big shirtless guy.
I know you are.
Yeah.
You're a big sleeveless guy. Shirtless guy, sleeveless guy.
Well, yeah. You could also make the case that Chris is still wearing a sweater.
Which, by the way.
So, I mean, you didn't think about putting a shirt on before, you know, like go grab a shirt?
But I didn't have time. Like, I'm in the living room, and like by the time to go get a shirt, put on, and come back, it would have timed out.
You could answer the FaceTime and say, hold on a second, put the phone down. And
but you would have noticed that I was not wearing a shirt.
I'll be honest with you. I'd rather look at the ceiling.
All right. I mean, that's fair. Okay, it's fair.
You know,
I'd rather look at the ceiling.
You know, I want to tell you something. As we're back here on a radio show, I mean, I want to tell you something. You know, I just... to bring the radio folks up to speed. I FaceTimed Chris Brockman. I wanted to tell him something, and I wanted to see his reaction in his face, and then he pops on, and he's without a shirt.
No shirt.
He didn't have to show you that either. You could have framed your face. He didn't have to show you that.
Well, then it would have been like right up, you know what I mean?
I do that all the time.
Super close.
No, but I still would be able to tell that you're shirtless. I mean, you can see the tops of your shoulders and whatever, or the epaulets of your sweater. You know, by the way, that's a great fantasy team name. Epaulettes.
I don't even know
sweater.
How to spell epaulettes.
Sweater epaulettes, everybody.
Which, by the way, I'm going to have to really like take care of this situation because, like, my son is fascinated with my necklace.
Yes.
And then he's constantly grabbing at
it.
Ripping out the chest hair. It's, like, painful.
So he's going Aqib Talib on you.
I am Michael Crabtree, he is Aqib Talib.
And the crazy thing is you're learning about a young masculine child like your boy.
99%.
Well, I shouldn't say this.
99th percentile for everything. Okay.
So he or any kid, you know, girl, boy, whatever, they've got a better grip than you think.
Oh, my gosh.
And then if you don't take care of the nails, it's like Freddy Krueger. And if you've got a situation like the one that I saw on FaceTime, you know, it's like Kelly Clarkson. You know, like you got to go 40-year-old virgin here. It's similar to that.
And I have mentioned it several times.
You're screaming out Kelly Clarkson.
Several times this year, I'm like, I'm going to have to, like, get this down to a level where he's not ripping it out every time he's reaching for my chain.
Right.
And the nail situation is dead on. Like, 2-3 times a week, we got to file those things down.
Okay.
It's out of control.
Well, I guess the moral of the story
is
when I FaceTime you, put a shirt on.
And I
saw
that
you... Will you do me the favor when I FaceTime you to put a shirt on? By the way,
I saw that you tried the night before. I was already in bed.
I did, because it was what I wanted to tell you. I gleaned that very night.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand people are like, why am I not saying this? It's all good.
It.
It's all good between us. It's got nothing to do with anything personal. It's got to do something sports related. It is Fight Club. We can't talk about it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Unfortunately.
Sorry.
We will talk about it.
You know what? I'll tell you about it on the boat when you invite me.
Okay, Rich, you're in.
As opposed to not inviting me.
At 12:05.
No, I'm busy. You got a news update over there, Christopher?
I got
something. Let's get there right there on this Monday show.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
I mean, no, this is Emeritus, NBC News Emeritus. You guys can't chit-chat over Tom Brokaw. What are you
doing?
Sorry, O'Shea Jackson just tagged me in a video of him champagneing himself at his pool. Like he won the championship last night.
Laker fan, feeling you.
Feeling you.
He's going all caps on the Clipper fans who he supposedly says don't matter to him. I mean,
he's calling out all the media who's supposed.
Did he call me out? I didn't see him.
I don't
call
know if he
out.
Kept receipts, but like.
Well, he tweeted this
him.
Yesterday for sure.
Well, look, you would normally tell a fan like that, act like you've been there before, but he hasn't been there since he was, you know, probably in middle school. Guessing that he's a young man.
I am not responding.
Brockman's already been.
I'm not responding.
Well, it's only been 10 years, Rich.
So I'm saying. So if he's like 25 years old, we're talking about.
He's got to be older than that, right?
Is he? I don't know. He looks very young to me. Oh. He's a young man.
Yeah, he's 29. I mean,
29. Okay, he was just beginning to start college last time. Yeah. It's been a while. Look, I'm a Knick fan. I've never experienced it. All I saw was John Starks missing a bunch of shots in Houston, and Charles Smith still trying to put the layup in. And
I lost money on that game.
Please, we are beginning to no. We are beginning to enter the outer threshold of the Dolan wormhole and
black hole.
And I don't want to do it. All right.
But he's wearing goggles and like going through champagne.
Good for him.
Like,
good for him.
I love it.
Enjoy
it. Good for him.
They deserve it.
Better in his backyard than right outside Staples where people were acting like there's no pandemic.
Thousands of people lighting off fireworks. Like, what were they doing?
What else is it? What else, Chris?
Awesome moment yesterday. Unfortunate how it came about. Kyle Allen did take a big hit. And had to be evaluated for a concussion. But Alex Smith was the backup, active yesterday for the first time in 2 years, and got on the field and played for Washington. Here's what he had to say about that.
You know, obviously, very surreal at first. To have it happen as fast as it did was probably almost a blessing. You know, for me, obviously, just after, you know, I knew it once Kyle took that shot that there was a chance of it. And obviously run over, grab my helmet, get ready to roll. So it was kind of nice in that sense, not having to think about it. You just go out there and do it, you know, and then in that situation, kind of there into half, you know, working some, you know, trying to get the ball moving. And obviously getting into a 2-minute tempo was good as well. In the same sense, just no thinking, going and playing.
And then his family was there too. It was the first time that family was allowed in the stadium all pandemic season. And
yeah.
That's part of the reason why he did it, if not the main reason why he did it, to show his children, look, don't give up, have a plan, have a goal, have a desire, and you can accomplish anything. I mean, what a way to teach your children a lesson than to do that. And then the best part about it, even though they lost, is I was just genuinely concerned, what's going to happen if he gets out there again and he's going to face an NFL defense on an NFL Sunday. And how will he be able to survive that? Well, the good news is it can't get any more frightening and worse than facing Aaron Donald on a four-sack day. And he survived that.
Tell me about it.
Okay. Aaron Donald forwarding the latest portion of a Hall of Fame slash Defensive Player of the Year resume. That's another one, basically. Hey, you're talking about T.J. Watt, and you're talking about Myles Garrett. Don't forget about 99 in your program, number one in your Los Angeles heart. Forced fumble, four sacks, 7.5 now in the season.
He's on a pace to break the record.
The next up for him on Sunday Night Football is either a convalescing Jimmy G or C.J. Beathard or Big Nick Mullins. So look out.
And Ron Rivera did say today that he liked what he saw from Kyle Allen prior to the hit that knocked him out, is going to be the starter.
Not surprising. Again, this is the offense that Ron Rivera brought from Carolina that Kyle Allen thrived in last year for much of the season. So, makes sense.
As we mentioned, Dan Quinn, no longer the Falcons head coach. Raheem Morris, he's the defensive coordinator at Atlanta. He is going to be the interim coach.
If I'm not mistaken, he was the Bucs coach after Gruden.
He was the Bucs coach from 2009 to 2011, coached 3 years down in Tampa.
Okay, right.
So Raheem Morris has taken over.
All right, not Dirk Cutter.
Dirk Cutter.
But I said that like a New Yorker right
Dirk
there.
Dirk Cutter is a four-letter word in my house.
Okay, very good.
Okay, some updates on Dak. According to NFL Network, Jane Slater, she talked to someone who close to Dak. He's good, been in high spirits all night, all morning. Minor setbacks for a major.
He is such a good
comeback.
Dude, man.
And Dak's brother tweeted out MVP and comeback player of the year in the same season.
Why not?
The fight starts today, little bro. Let's get it.
Love it. Love it.
Pretty cool.
What else, sir?
Adam Schefter talking about Baker Mayfield. Took a hit yesterday, bruised his ribs. If he could play through those, obviously Pittsburgh coming up. Baker Mayfield, quote, oh yeah, mama didn't raise no wuss.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield said.
Four in a row. Baker Mayfield feeling Baker Mayfield feeling his oats is good for the Cleveland Browns, and it's good for the National Football League. Four straight wins. We haven't seen the Browns win four straight wins since they closed out the 2009 season with four straight wins to finish 5-11. And both of those, two of those wins were Brady Quinn's and two were Derek Anderson. So it's been a very long time since a quarterback personally won four straight for the Browns. Odell, did I say Odell was back last week?
He said he was
Odell
back.
Odell looks back. Jarvis, Odell's now throwing passes too. I'm loving it.
Why not?
That line, they hit the crap out of that line in the offseason, and it's working. They're protecting Mayfield to the point where he's feeling more comfortable, and they're running the football. They're a good team, man.
They are.
I like them.
Good on defense.
I'm happy for all my Browns fans in my life.
More bad news for the Cowboys. ACL tear for defensive tackle Tristan Hill. So
oh, my word.
Another rough go. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Mike Williams trending upward. Doesn't look like Joey Bosa is going to play. Game time decision.
Okay.
No Michael Thomas for the Saints. Jared Cook, though, is expected to play. Mm-hmm. Baseball news. White Sox kind of surprised everybody. Fired Rick Renteria and the pitching coach. The GM said a lot of fans were calling for Ozzie Guillen to come back. Jerry Reinsdorf called Ozzie Guillen today to say he will not be a candidate.
Okay.
A.J. Hinch is a name that's being thrown about for Chicago.
I know. You want Alex Cora in Boston.
He's the only name I will accept at this point.
I hear you.
So we'll see.
All right. Let's go to Wynn in North Carolina. He's been holding on a while. What's up, Wynn?
Hello. Let's bring the focus back to what's important, which is playoff baseball.
Uh-huh.
I've been a Yankee fan since the early 60s. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale. And I got to say, the most disappointing thing about that whole series was Giancarlo Stanton striking out looking at the bottom of the ninth with one swing of the bat away, tying the game. The guy is not stepped up. He's not earning his salary. And it was showtime for that guy, and he just blew it. And I wish the Rays well. I hope they beat the cheaters.
Thank you very much, Wynn. Interesting that your name is Wynn, and we're talking about the Yankees. That really crushed me. Stanton was amazing. They wouldn't have won some of the games. They weren't even close in their game three loss if it wasn't for Stanton. Again, walk, strikeout, home run. A couple times you pulled the slot machine, a home run came out. Unfortunately, in the ninth inning of that game, a strikeout came out. Hey, but at least we in New York have got the Jets. And we wrap up today's show with the news that Le'Veon Bell apparently liked a whole bunch of tweets on Twitter in which Adam Gase, his coach, was criticized for the number of times that Bell was targeted in the passing game by Joe Flacco. So Gase was asked by Manish Mehta, our friend from the New York Daily News who covers the team, about it. Quote, "I hate that's the route we go with all this instead of just talking to me about it. But it seems that's the way guys want to do it nowadays." And then Manish pointed out that Gase's stance was interesting, quote, because the interesting take from a guy who routinely trashes his players behind the scenes. Great. Great.
Well, let's not slag on the fact, Rich, that DK Metcalf called you a beast.
Thank you very much.
And that he wants to be more like you.
Thank you. I responded.
I liked your response.
Beast recognized beast. Thank you. Peter Schrager of Good Morning Football will be on tomorrow's show. Same with Sam Acho, an author, an NFL linebacker. And then Cody Rhodes. I always love when Cody Rhodes joins us. And thanks again to Mike Florio, who will be on PFTPM later on today, and Matt Rhule of the Carolina Panthers, who's going to use Mike Davis more often, thanks to my prodding. You're welcome, Mike Davis fans.